Back now with Day to Day. At the end of this month, the best spellers in the country will descend, that's D-E-S-C-E-N-D, on Washington for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Most will have parents, coaches, and extended family cheering in the audience. Most, but not all. One boy from Utah will be alone. His parents are thousands of miles away in India. Reporter Julie Rose of member station KCPW in Salt Lake City has his story.
Atrabilious.
A-T-R-A-B-I-L-I-O-U-S.
For those who are not spelling bee champs, atrabilious means gloomy, and it's the perfect word to describe Kunal Saw's mood lately.
Actually, I feel gloomy like most of the time that I've been in America without my parents.
This 13-year-old spelling bee champion grew up in Green River, a small rural town in central Utah, known mainly as a stop-off for travelers along the freeway between Colorado and Nevada. His parents, Ken and Sarita Saw, own one of the town's newest, nicest motels, a Ramada Inn, and were, until last summer, his spelling coaches. Until July, that is, when, after more than a decade in the U.S., their request for asylum was denied, and they were forced to return to their native India. Kunal stayed behind.
Basically, I stayed here for my spelling bee.
Do you think it can help your parents if you win the spelling bee?
It'll help, kind of, because a little more attention will be drawn to me. And then, once that happens, everybody will know that Ken and Sarita Saw, they shouldn't have been sent because their son is accomplishing many things here.
Kunal's dream of bringing his parents back is a long shot, according to the family's attorney, Stephen Lawrence. Asylum and other visa options are no longer possible for the Saws. They will need an act of Congress, signed by the president, granting them legal status. And Lawrence says they tried that once already.
The fact of the matter is owning a hotel and some financial resources and everything else, and having a child that is very bright, very smart, just wasn't enough.
But last time they asked, Kunal wasn't a National Spelling Bee winner. If he can win this time, who knows?
Cayuses, Caxon, Cavaletti.
So he studies 8 hours a day.
Cavaquinho.
He sits at a cramped desk piled high with dictionaries in the hotel room he used to share with his parents. With a pencil, he scribbles each word over and over in a spiral notebook, stopping only for meals and to give his uncle a hand at the hotel's front desk.
Yeah, sorry, sir, I was mistaken. I thought our maid thought that you were a different room.
Folks in this small town of 800 admire Kunal's spelling success, but have mixed feelings about the family's immigration plight. Ken Saw made some enemies with his business practices. His competitiveness and his immigration challenges often made the local news.
Ken Saw did not hide who he was.
Former Green River mayor and family friend Glendale Johnson thinks Ken Saw's outspoken nature is a big reason he was sent back to India.
It kind of catches up to you in his case because he wasn't hiding and they knew exactly where he was. He knew his phone number and he'd been visited before by immigration.
So when it comes to their deportation and the son they left behind, there's not a lot of sympathy. And Kunal's English teacher, Kay Nelson, says it's not unusual for students at Green River High School to be separated from their parents.
He's not the only one, I guess, is what I would say.
The town's many motels and campgrounds employ a large immigrant population.
It's just part of living here with people who are not legally here in the United States.
The 27 students in Kunal's 8th grade class have known each other since birth, and they're a tight-knit group. They call him the walking dictionary.
I'm Richard Wilson, and I'm 13. Like, me and my friend Jacob are always trying to find words that he doesn't know, but we haven't found one yet.
Shady Acres.
At the Shady Acres Gas and Grocery, owner Michelle Corrigan is quick to praise Kunal, who's her son's classmate.
He inspires that class. He shows them that if you want something, it can be possible.
Celticism.
Kunal's flight is booked for the National Spelling Bee, but his parents won't be there to cheer him on, which makes him gloomy, or atrabilious, as a spelling bee champ might say. And a little angry, too, since his parents were deported, but many others in the country illegally are still here.
That anger I let out on studying, and it pushes me further.
Far enough, he hopes, for a miracle. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose.